Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Let's introduce some guests. Ladies and gentlemen, from Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, he's also a regular panelist and guest host on Red Eye, a frequent opener for Jim Gaffigan, released 12 albums of new material from November 2012 to October 2013. 12. The ECNY Award winner for Best Storyteller, the ECNY Award winner for Best One-Person Show, Danny Hatch.
Yeah. Hi. And I feel like I deserved all of them. And that's my triple crown.
I'm talking about the great Tom Shalhoub. Hello, Tom.
Hello. That sounded good.
Right?
I mean, it sounded impressive to me, all those things.
Sometimes you forget.
I mean, yeah. And you when you string them all together, I mean, it's pretty cool, I guess.
That equals a lifetime of your work, right?
Exactly.
That's a reason I'm doing this.
Now, let me introduce to you the other guest we have with us. I mean, I don't know that you know his credits, right? You probably fucked him, right? This is what I'm hearing.
Ladies, that's the biggest credit you can have.
Our very own Danny Hatch. Hello, Danny.
Hi. You forgot ECNY's Best Storyteller 2012 and 13.
When it comes to the Keith and the Girl Stand-Up-A-Thon, last time I checked, you were in the top three.
Oh, great. Cool.
So it's looking good.
So make that the top one, guys.
Don't fuck it up, Danny.
Everyone out there who votes.
If you could retroactively fuck it up, try not to do that.
Okay, I'll try very hard.
Very good.
Don't be too controversial.
Not to be a bad comedian that night.
You got to be careful now with your tweets that you send out and your Facebook, because that could affect voting, right?
Apparently. Like, oh, boy.
Like the other day, he tweets out, RIP Tracy Morgan.
Oh, my God.
And then a follow-up tweet, Z's career. And I'm like, well, you are controversial. So we'll see if that hurts or helps.
I like to attract the meathead vote.
You can vote meathead-like at keithandthegirl.com/vote.
If I may say, we now have received Keith and the Girl Beautiful Body Modification number 137. Hi, Chemda.
Hi,
Keith. I'm pleased to announce that I am the newest member of your tattooed fans. I've been a listener of the show for about 7 years now. A little offensive. We've been doing it for 9. My friend Huck got me into the show, and I am truly grateful. There have been some tough times in my life lately, and I figured it was a time to change my point of view. It was only fitting to get Chemda's trademarkable L'Chaim inked as a permanent reminder to celebrate life. The bird tattoo you'll see in the picture was designed by my friend Huck, and I've had it for a few years now. I think it looks better with the embroidered L'Chaim underneath. Thanks for all you do, Nicole.
Love it.
Isn't that great?
That's nice. Great.
That bird is, Huck is an incredible artist.
Yeah.
Nice shoulder. Hello. I'm on your shoulder, bitch.
And that's when you make the decision, should you put the branch that the bird is standing on? You say no, because it's just getting in the way, I guess, right?
It's implied.
It's implied, yeah. I mean, it looks great. You can see that the bird is perching on something.
The collarbone. It's perching on the collarbone.
Right.
Mm. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hey, let me say this before we get to everything. I do want to talk more about the car crash that Danny was so disgusting
cavalier
about. Kind of shocking. But I do want to say this. Father's Day is coming up. Did you get your Vistaprint cards? This is such a great idea. Vistaprint.com. And in the cart section, type in KATG. You get 250 premium business cards, shipping included, $10. Now check the calendar. It's not April Fool's. I'm not messing with you.
It's June Father's Day.
Every father still has these great plans and schemes, no matter how old they are, on how their new business and how. My dad still thinks he's going to create a company bigger than Walt Disney.
My dad thinks he could be a better lawyer than anyone who ever went to law school, even though he never went to college.
Get him a card that says, hey, whatever you think you're going to be, here it is. Who cares?
You're the lawyer of my heart.
Yeah, it's $10. And Father's Day is done. What's he need? Another tie?
No.
No. That's not a real job he thinks he has. He doesn't need a tie. Where's he going? Get the cards. $10. Vistaprint.com in the card section. Be sure you type in KETG. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Louis C.K. tweeted out, please don't go to TMZ to watch the video. This is all I see. Please ask them to take it down at TMZ. And I see it because somebody else retweeted it. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of entrapment is this? You know? Did you see this video, Tom?
Yeah, I saw the video. I don't usually watch TMZ, but the reason I saw the video is because I decided I thought we would be talking about this today.
Okay.
And I thought I better get informed on this because my policy is no TMZ videos. I don't watch them.
Right.
I don't watch them at all.
Because you don't want to encourage it, or it's just not your...
Yeah, it's not my thing. I don't like to indulge. I don't like to rubberneck, you know, if there's an accident. Because, you know, TMZ is essentially a big accident. It's a website that shows all accidents,
right,
metaphorical or otherwise. And...
I think that's their tagline.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I don't...
Happy accidents.
Yeah, I don't even look at accidents when I'm on the highway. You know, when we're in the traffic jam and you see up ahead a crumpled up car,
right,
and I say, oh, there's the accident. And I say, okay, Tom, resist. Don't even turn your head.
Right.
Just go straight ahead. So I do. I don't look at the accident.
Do you think somebody died because you were so mature?
Well, no. Do you think...
What if you could have helped?
Oh, no, no. What I'm saying is by that point...
It's not about you, Tom.
By that point, the EMTs are there and everyone's... But what happens is it slows down traffic because everyone's is gawking.
Right.
They can't help but look.
Right.
And so it is even a metaphor. People say, oh, it's like a train. Every reality show, they say, I can't stop looking at those housewives of the Upper West Side or whatever the show is. It's a train wreck, you know.
I agree with you. And I've been so pissed because it's one thing when on your side of the highway the accident happened and it's like... All right, it's blocking off a million lanes.
Yes.
You know, you only have like one lane for the five lanes that we're already on. Fine, I get it. There's stuff being happened. But when you are rubbernecking and just looking over, I get so mad. I was like, because I just waited in this for an hour just because you had to see what was happening on the other side. And I say they build dividers that you can't see through.
I mean, it's a way to nudge people's behavior. But that's why, I mean, I remember when I was a teenager and I found out that rubbernecking was an actual word.
Right.
Because
right.
it was on the traffic report.
Right.
And it says, oh, delays due to rubbernecking. And I thought, that can't be what that man think, what I think it is. And
there's a mutant on the road.
No, they just think somebody's sassy on the road. No, you didn't. Yeah, I'm going to honk at you. I'm going to rub my neck here.
But
I'm going to twist it sideways. What you looking at? There's just going to cause more traffic.
Tom was in an accident not too long ago. He wouldn't even open his eyes. He doesn't want to see anything.
Yeah. I mean, in all that is my thing, you know. And I like to try to see if I can exercise my willpower to not gawk at things like that. And I don't like sites like that. I don't like tabloid, but here's the thing about Louis. Well, first of all, as a side note, enough with the like Louis tweeted something, and there are, if you do a search for Louis C.K. TMZ, there's like 100 stories written about it in like The Guardian. Actual newspapers write articles about his tweet.
Yeah, right.
The Louis
full articles
worship is out the door. It's like enough with the writing stories about everything Louis does. It's ridiculous. What is he, the Dalai Lama? You know, I think
Wait,
I would
he's
assume.
Not?
I don't know Louis. Has he? Do you guys know him? I don't.
No.
Personally,
he's a pretty
no.
good friend of mine.
I mean, I've met. You know, we know each other. I've brought him on stage. You know, I used to see him in the '90s when he was running around. You know, doing more like regular spots. But I'm not part of that Comedy Cellar crowd, so I don't see him much. I know Todd very well, Todd Barry, who's good friends with Louis. So anyway, Louis is
that's a little 6 degrees of Tom you just got. By
yeah,
the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that. When I say enough with the Louis stuff, it's that Louis is obviously a great comedian, all right? But enough with the man on the mountain. Like, you know, he's not the Swami of the world. These newspapers, like, they write down every tweet that he tweets as if he is some type of modern sage or, you know, he's moved beyond that into, like, the metaphysical realm.
Can I tell you?
He had half an opinion on standardized tests and it got a little – I'm like, what? What
hundreds of articles.
Right. I'm like, is Louis in school? What happened?
I want to agree with you guys, and I totally see your point. But I do believe if there's a God, it's Louis C.K.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much a genius.
Let me just clarify. I watched pieces of his Louis, and I was like, oh, I like a lot of them, but maybe not all of them. And I've been watching from episode one now, and he touches your heart like no one else has ever done. He is the Dalai Lama. Fuck the Dalai Lama. Louis C.K., and meanwhile, I don't follow him on Twitter, but because I actually don't believe in like idolizing anybody.
There you go. You're with me, I think.
Yes,
you're with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what a relief from the fucking, because what used to happen is Kim Kardashian tweeted something and then we had to have articles about her. At least he's tweeting something rational and sage-like.
Well, I think, look at the art of Louis, right? That's where we get the insight into Louis, not his tweets. His tweets are as legitimate as mine. It's just a guy's opinion. He may be, in fact, I think he's wrong about the TMZ thing because the TMZ is bad. They were bad last week when they were tweeting that fight in the elevator, all right? Why do we tweet
the
now?
Beyonce fight.
Yeah, why are we saying, first of all, I don't think we should say take down the video to them now. Why? Because we know Artie. You know, we're friends with him. That's why we think that video is gross. But if it's somebody we don't know, we don't complain about TMZ. I complain about TMZ 24/7. I say, don't go to them ever. Don't. Well, you know, I mean, I say ignore TMZ all the time. And they are an amoral thing. Okay. They're not, by saying, please take that video down. Cause he pleaded with them. He said, take down the video, please. Like he was trying to be rational with them.
It's a video of the limo flipped over and they show Artie being taken out. Fuqua being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And taken I out went and to watch the video because I thought, well, geez, if I have an opinion on this, maybe it's something extra salacious that, you know, but it's actually the kind of video that's on their site every day. It's a video of a car crash. And it upsets Artie's daughter because she's like, I don't want to see my dad, you know, being dragged out of a car on the thing. It's not terrible what's happening. There are people mishandling a body because it doesn't look like they're
right.
It doesn't look like they're doing a very good job.
That's the biggest deal for me. I was like, wait, it says that this is graphic. Should I be watching this?
Right. Yeah.
And the graphic part is, I think they're the ones that put him in the coma. You can't just handle a body like that.
They don't look like paramedics.
That's what I said. I was like, wait, this can't be paramedics. Usually they put a thing on your, around your, hello, what am I looking at, everybody? Around your neck so it doesn't snap. They are carrying him like he's dead.
You know what the problem is? Every stupid TV show, like Burn Notice, has a car blowing up 5 seconds after it crashes. Everybody thinks the car's going to burst into flames.
That's so true. That's so true. That's my first thought. Let me get away from this vehicle. It's about to explode. In fact, when we were in high school, my brother got into a very severe car crash. His leg broke in three different places. I think I have the pictures of the crash. I got to post it. It is.
Come on, dude. Don't do that.
Why? Because you know him?
Yeah, man.
Dude, he's cool with it now. It's just that rainy weather affects his leg with all that metal in it. But as soon as he did that, with his leg broken in three places, he dragged his leg away from the car in case the car blows up. I'm not kidding. And I'm like, you did the right thing, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Why isn't he as upset? Jay-Z has his wife and his wife's sister. And that's like a whole family that you're tearing apart in that elevator and it got posted. Why didn't he ask to be taking that down?
Yeah.
That is a good point, Tom. Well, and I don't like agreeing with you.
No one's unconscious, though, in the Jay-Z video. No one is.
Right.
It's a little more gratuitous, the Artie
video. It's not involved. Death isn't involved.
Yeah. Or death or severe injury.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's the thing is that I don't like the idea of like, please take that video down. Your other videos are fine, but we're going to draw a moral line because I think Louis' other tweet was, nobody go to TMZ. That's a good tweet to me.
Right.
Everybody ignore TMZ.
Yeah, but they're not going to take it down if he's just like, don't go there. First, he's like, take it off. Now that it's off, let's never go there again.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is, I think that we should tweet, don't go to TMZ now. And then tomorrow when they show a video of Brad Garrett getting out of his car, you know, tell him not to go to that either, you know, because I don't want to see either of these things.
Brad.
What?
Whoa, Brad. Whoa. You see Ray Romano?
No, I don't see him.
Brad.
You see, and he gets
a real bully, Brad. Nice shorts.
Is that really what you're wearing, Brad?
Yeah.
No disrespect, but you look like a fucking asshole. What the hell are you talking about? Whoa, Brad.
Whoa. Exactly, yeah.
What the hell?
Whoa. Brad is violent.
Brad, call me a faggot. Brad, call me a faggot while I have this camera in your face.
Hey, Brad, read this paper real quick. Don't say it. Just read it out loud. All right, you're good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Shout out to TMZ, Brad.
Fuck you.
I'll take it.
Hey, Brad, we're on your side. What the fuck?
Hey, Brad, if you curse at me, I get $1,000. Could you? I mean, what's the difference? Just curse. They're going to blame me anyway. So I see this and it says, please don't go to TMZ to watch the video. I'm like, well, what are you doing to me? What video? What are we talking about? So Louis should have just ignored it. You either know about it and you're going to see it, or you don't know about it and you're being told about it. So of course I go to see the video, you know, and I'm not this comic's daughter, but there's not much to it.
Not really.
Well, did you see the ad for Louis season 4 in front of the video?
If you can't beat him.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tweets.
He's not above it.
Right, and you don't.
No, I mean, with the FX might take. They take out these blanket FX ads, and it wouldn't be surprising if you would see an ad for Louis' show on the TMZ video.
You don't even know is it. He's a comedian, so it's got to be tough to be sincere sometimes. And don't see the video at TMZ. All right, comic, I'll go to TMZ and see this video. What are you talking about?
Oh my God! You know what? That's true because his latest stand-up special, his whole thing was. No, this isn't such a big deal. His whole ad was, it's not that big a deal. I don't know. Watch it if you don't watch it. Right. You know what? Fuck it. So yeah.
That was a bold choice for him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Every choice he makes now is so bold.
See?
I mean, we could just stop finding him.
There's 9 articles about you saying that about him right now.
I'm just trying to get on the wagon.
But I would venture to guess that Louis, when he sees, if he opens up his browser and he sees that there are 27 articles in national newspapers written about his tweet, I'm sure Louis thinks, enough with the Louis already. I just did a tweet. Like, retweet me or not, but don't write a story about my dumb tweet. I would think
that
he's sick of that, you know, the Louis C.K. as you know, moral compass crap.
Not feeling any which way about that because that's not a horrible thing. Like, if that's what you're upset about, nice life.
You're all crashing the link to the story, Louis says. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Does it mean assholes? You're going there. And also, he's going there to know that it's crashing. Artie's brave daughter asked them to take the video down, he says. They won't. Another tweet, please don't go to TMZ to watch the video. Please ask them to take it down. Take it down, TMZ, now, please. Laugh Spin retweets. And writes, daughter of Artie Fuqua, critically injured in Tracy Morgan crash, wants TMZ to remove the gruesome video. Now, that's probably what made me do it.
Made you watch it?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
And by the way, you know Louis saw it. You know whoever I just mentioned saw it. All these magazine articles saw it. Variety wrote a thing saying they want them to... Variety says Louis would like them to get rid of this video and people shouldn't go see the video. The video shows one Artie Fuqua being dragged out of a, like, oh, okay, reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to. It's my job.
Here's the thing, right? We know a lot of comics at this point. What if Kostaki's daughter wanted our help taking down something about Kostaki,
We would tell Kostaki, you just got to let it go. You don't want us to mention it.
Maybe.
Take that shit to Louis Kostaki.
Yeah. Hey, Kostaki, I don't
Louis
need that
is the guy who gets videos taken down, not us.
We don't need that shit here, Kostaki.
Do you want to know how I reached Kostaki on that one? I'm like, holy shit, I'm running through all the names. Nobody's making babies. I'm like, Tom's here. Nope, no babies.
Yeah.
Keith keeps warning us that something's going to happen, but that's not happening. I don't know. Chris Laker? No. Lenny Marcus? Shout out? No.
His daughter tweeted, I need help to get TMZ to remove the video of the accident that shows my dad being pulled from the truck and laid down to the side. This is something no one should ever see. It's hurtful and distasteful. And then somebody else writes, just seen the video to her. Hey, just so you know,
no,
I just saw it. You know,
up.
The opposite. God is with him, holding him, telling him he's going to be fine. Prayers go out to your family. Much love.
Oh, my God.
Was that in the video, God?
I don't know. Maybe that was one of them. Who knows? And that is when I carried you.
I don't think, if God's in the video of an accident, I think that's like worrisome, right? Because if you remember the movie Ghost, whenever you saw God in the video, that guy's dying.
She says, I honestly would like to petition for TMZ to remove this video. They don't understand how hurtful it is to see my father be dragged out of the wreckage, along with all the false information on his condition. I understand people want to know and people want to be updated, but enough is enough. This is hurting my heart so bad that this video is posted for all to see. No one should see my father this way. All I ask is to kindly be left alone so that way my father and everyone else can recover in peace. Enough is enough. Please, TMZ, remove this video.
I was distracted by the Latina girl holding the terrible camera in the day and age where our camera's amazing. And all she's doing is, oh, my God. Oh, Dios mío. Oh, Dios mío. Oh, God, help him. Oh, right. God, help. Oh, Dios mío. I'm like, stop. stop. You're not helping. And then they're like, you guys have to, you know, separate a little. He needs air. Oh, yeah, he needs air. Everybody move back. Yeah, yeah. He needs air. Oh,
well, that's
Dios
it.
Mio.
She's the same. You know, she's like a little TMZ. She's like, oh, an accident. I'm going to shoot it. You know, yeah.
I'm important here. I need to not give him air.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, don't worry. I got this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What? First of all, when you're on an accident, shh. No, oh my God, no yelling. If you're not helping, then get
well, she was plugging Louis Special for him. He hired her to.
You know, the daughter doesn't have to worry that. I think she's worried that other people are seeing him in a way he wouldn't want to be seen.
Yeah,
and it's not it's not that bad, and B, we're not looking at him like he's weaker or something like that now.
Yeah, no, it's just painful for her because her father is
her father.
You know,
that's daddy.
Yeah, and he's in bad shape. But she said TMZ doesn't know how much this hurts. I think they do. They don't care. Like, right. TMZ doesn't care. And so to me, it's this kind of like appealing to their conscience, but they don't have one. You know, they're pretty gross. I think TMZ is bad. So I'm for people saying I don't like TMZ. But this idea of like take the video down, to me, it's like the wrong message because we're acting as if there's a line that they usually don't cross and today they're crossing it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's the case.
That's a really good point.
I did find this odd. Sean McCarthy, the comics comic, he's been on our show before. He writes a message from @ArtieFuqua.
Oh, he's okay.
His daughter to @TMZ. No one should see my father this way. And, you know, shows an Instagram picture of what I just read from the daughter. Don't include Artie in this tweet.
Yeah, he's going to wake up to his daughter's pain.
He comes. Like, why did you include him?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl. Hello.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, this is the Oh My God girl.
Dios mío.
Yeah, adios mío, my God. God be with him. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
Hi, this is Danny's mom.
Oh, God.
Is this Danny's mom?
Is,
this mom?
Is that really true?
Happy birthday, mom.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, don't listen to the rest of the show.
This is really his mom.
That's right.
Her birthday's what, June 12th?
Today, yeah.
It's also mine's June 13th. Birthday. June 13th is
really?
My birthday, yeah.
I'm a little old.
How old are you, mom?
50.
You sound like a 12-year-old. It's fantastic.
Mom, I'm sorry I said Dios mío to you.
Shut up.
She said shut up.
Kendra's amazed when old people can do things.
That's from Keith.
That's from Keith.
Meet my girl. I like the girl.
Yay. I like Danny's mom.
Boy, this is surreal. Hey, mom, happy birthday. Do not listen to the rest of his show.
I'm not, but I just would like you to get a haircut before you come home.
It would be
did
nice.
Did she see the photo?
She saw the photo, probably.
Yes.
It wouldn't kill him. He has such a handsome face. Why doesn't he show it off?
I know, he's beautiful.
I feel like this is worth 50 votes in the stand-up.
Danny's mom, what about the shaving issue? Should he shave?
Come on, Tom.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Don't you TMZ me.
You mean his face or his head?
Yeah, his face.
Or my...
I would shave his head. I'm okay. Well, you could shave his face too.
Yeah.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, once it right. We're all of a sudden we're thinking we can work miracles on the guy.
You know what's funny is she's seeing him on Monday. Danny's going on a family trip and she's like, "Look, if I have to look at you for a week, could you cut your hair?" Right.
Before you arrive, don't make me do it.
Mom, you're really appealing to my bosses.
See, I'm sorry. I know. I'm really funny. I'm really funny, you guys. And I tell him to use my work on his program or his Fun with Danny show, but he won't do it.
I see where Danny gets it from, by the way.
I know. I'm really funny.
The lack of humor.
This is so. Do you want to?
Okay, I'll let you guys go. Wait. I didn't actually know I'd get through to the show, so that's kind of cool.
It's
I'm
funny
not gonna lie.
It's funny that you tried thinking you might not get through.
Wait, before you go, if you're ever in New York, do you want to be on the show? Ooh. I hear you're funny.
Okay, I am. I'm trying to think that's funny. What's something funny about Danny, but.
Hey,
we've been trying to think about something.
Yeah,
funny.
Me too.
I know, I have some funny. Danny, should every I tell them about the stage. Room or the room?
Nah, that's okay.
Yes.
They're not going to get it.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh,
the room?
This is the worst.
Did he not
remember
make his
with
bed?
Grammy?
Yeah, my It's not going to translate, Mom.
What's that, Danny? I tell it better.
You tell it better.
This is,
ladies and gentlemen, Danny's mom.
You can't take your vote away from me in the stand-up-a-thon if this story doesn't
translate. Is this for voting? Is this show for voting?
It will affect votes. Yes, people don't understand how to vote, so
I
it still will
I have
matter.
To tell you this story because it's super funny.
Okay.
Okay. So my mom is 86, and she's pretty easygoing and laid back. But we were home last summer when the gay marriage rights, like when it was passed that they could get married, right?
And so Danny said, "Yay, I can get married."
Shut up. She thinks that there'll be no more newborns because. All the children will no longer come into the world because, you know, like, men are married to men. You know what
okay.
I mean? So she's kind of old school.
Right.
So that's I said, well, Mom, they will rent a womb. And she said, rent a room? And I said, no, a womb. And she said, a room? And I was like, no, a womb.
And then hilarity ensued.
Like, so great. Like,
I got the homosexuals on first base.
Yeah, it is. It's like a classic routine.
Right.
It was really fun.
It was funny, Mom.
That was
the old lady, you know, she just did it, and it was like,
right.
No, Mom, you know, they can still have kids.
Danny's now down to fourth place.
Yeah.
Did you vote for Danny in the stand-up-a-thon?
No, I didn't know that. I really didn't know you guys were voting.
I was going to do it on your phone when I went out there.
He won't tell me how to get on and listen to your show.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you can email me. I'll fill you in.
This guy's Although I did hear that he had a steel hot dogs, which breaks my heart.
That he did what?
He had a what?
I talked about when I first moved here having to shoplift on.
Oh, lunch. Yeah. He shoplifted food.
I stole that.
And I'm like, what?
Right. I think what's so sad about it is that we know he was raised better than us.
That I didn't steal salad in the shop.
Exactly. Oh, I got his
mom. You did
Thanks
the best
for,
you could.
You know, taking care of mom.
Right, he's stealing hot pockets. You know, that doesn't mean you have. That's not something you have to steal.
Stealing soda.
Right. I mean, how desperate to have them, son. Go on your way.
Hey, did you hear that he just saw Dominatrix?
He's Melly.
What?
He saw Dominatrix. He
what does that mean?
On OKCupid.
What is wrong with you?
She said, hey, you don't have to pay me or anything, but I like your profile on OKCupid. I will dominate you. Maybe have sex with you, but at least dominate. And
is this the Cupid lady?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a different Cupid lady. He's a player. Player, play on.
Oh, my God.
But you know what, Mom? You got to hate the game, not the player.
So I guess it doesn't matter if you listen to the rest of the show, Mom.
Oh, my God. You're the devil.
You're the devil.
So
what happened? I'm loving it. So what was it, a girl Cupid or a boy Cupid?
It was a girl Cupid.
Aw, she's so cute.
She's so up in my... She's so new nice. School.
Oh my God.
So it looks so she says, oh, I you can hear it on Danny's last show. It just went up today. It's called The Dominatrix Revolutions. Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's a Matrix Revolutions pun.
Okay, he does a lot of puns. So we're trying to get him away from that. But she,
I can't believe this is happening.
I can't either.
She broke her foot and then couldn't dom, and then they made second plans and she couldn't make it to that. And it was looking like she was bullshitting him.
Yeah, she was blowing him off, totally.
Blowing him off. And he's like, I want blown on. And so yeah, I know. That's how your son thinks. It grosses me out, too.
Mom, remember in middle school when you got a call from the principal because I told another kid that I gave his mom $5 for a blowjob?
Yes,
and I feel like
yes.
We've come full circle now.
Life's, yes. Yeah. That's what the guy said. This is what your son said. And I'm thinking, you know, Danny's like, you know, Thomas the Tank Engine still like loves wooden trains,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he says that. I'm like, what?
You know, so now
like,
here we are.
Yeah, he doesn't like wooden trains anymore.
Right,
but.
He likes wood. So
I like running trains.
So the dominatrix did show up. What happens, Danny? This I really don't know.
Yeah, tell us, son.
Oh my God.
We talking whips and chains?
Oh my God.
Huh? She's mature now. Anything? First of all, how old are you, Danny?
I'm 22.
Okay, she's 50. So she's over double your age. So she knows everything you know. Why do they act like the adults are so dumb?
I know, duh, Danny. I'm not stupid.
Hey, this just in, Danny. You came out of my vagina. I might know some things. I mean, my goodness. Now, Danny, please.
Actually, he was cut out of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a bigger guy, and you're a lady. Danny,
so
please
what
focus.
Happened, boy?
What happened?
All right. Well, she came over to my place, and
did you clean up?
I did clean up.
Did she come to your room or your womb?
She came to my room.
I was going
to
say, they didn't have to rent one.
I really can't believe this is about to happen, but it is. She had some leather cuffs, so she tied me up.
Oh, Daniel.
And,
is that what you need, Daniel? Because whenever she would punish you, you'd act like it was too much.
Right.
Now you're begging people to come to your house and tie you up.
I guess I've come around on spanking since I was a kid.
I knew I was good for you. Okay, just kidding. That was weird.
Do you know that, like, you
Mom, can't... first of all, congratulations on getting best new guest for 2014.
Someone tying my son up and then them robbing him. And then
right, that's... And my good pals were afraid of that, too, and I hid my wallet in my closet.
Okay.
Okay, at least you did that.
Who would look there?
His place is probably 3x3. You know, what's this closet of his?
So I've heard that, though. Here's the question about, because I'm not really sure I understand the whole dominatrix thing.
Me
at all.
Me neither, bro.
Don't worry.
His mom will clear it right up for you. Please ask.
Okay, so here's the thing. You know, I've heard that before. I've heard guys say, I would never get handcuffed because they could rob you. But then I'm like, yeah, but you know what else isn't good? Getting handcuffed. Like, why is that the good part? And then getting robbed is the
part. Oh, it's so hot.
I don't know.
It's so hot.
Explain to us what's so hot about the domination.
Just the total submission.
Being told what to do.
Completely in control.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Danny. I can understand maybe a CEO or like a high-end bond trader.
Right.
He's always in charge. So he wants somebody to dominate. But you, like, you're kind of there already.
I'm just a victim of circumstance, and I'm going to do what I
know. Don't run the show.
No, Mom, I lied to you when I told you that I run Keep Them and now the truth has come out.
So she comes over. She puts the. Now you don't even know if sex is going to happen.
No, I don't know if sex is going to happen
because you. I knew. So she ties you up.
She ties me up.
Then what?
Oh.
What, a couple of heels on the balls?
No.
I've seen movies. Me and your mom seen movies.
Mom, I love you so much.
What did she do to you?
Answer us, Danny. I'm sorry about him.
There was some tease and denial.
Okay. Like, I'll do this. No, I won't do this. Beg for it, you like, little bitch. Right? Like that? Name calling?
Some just the tip.
Name calling?
No name calling, really. She was very gentle. Like, which I know you'd think you don't want a dominatrix, but it was obviously my first time, and she was just the right amount of, she made me call her mistress.
What's just the tip? In the mouth or the vagina? In the vagina. And she's like, no, I changed my mind. And you're like, oh, I'm all tied up.
I was not allowed to touch myself without her permission.
Okay.
And if I did, I would be punished.
Did she put a condom on you?
Yes. Now, completely safe sex.
So dental
dams, condoms. I at least taught you that, right, Danny?
Yes, you did.
I mean, as Catholic as I am, I at least said...
I have a devil for a son, and I better show him some things. Right.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
So
I'm going straight to heaven.
That's right.
I know that much. I'm
just dealing with this guy. Me too.
Sarah from Calgary is writing, and I'm voting for Danny's mom.
Just vote for me, and I'll make sure it gets to the right place.
Danny's mom is obviously the best mom. Danny, keep talking. You'll never regret saying this stuff in front of your mom.
Well, I have to see in 3 days.
Get
to see Mom. I'm very excited.
She's just got to be careful she never raises her voice at you. You know what I mean? You fucking freak.
Oh, yeah. The race from my mind.
Yeah, you got to talk to him like, hi, Danny. Nice to see you. You know, I mean, don't tell him what to do. Please, if you want to set the table, would be good. I don't care. I can do it myself. Forget I said anything. So once you get the condom on, though, you know you're going to have sex, right?
I don't know.
I would assume.
No, because right. It could be like a big tease.
It could be a trick.
They don't got time to waste condoms for tricks.
That's true.
You're not paying her.
Shit, that's right. This was not for paid, Mom. This was two friends getting together.
Now, you bring up a dental dam.
Okay, damn boy. Okay, that clears it all for me.
It's all good.
I'm good with this then, Dad.
Now, a dental dam, I never understood it. What is it?
So it's a thin strip of latex, and it's pretty much for...
is it like plastic wrap or what?
No, it's like kind of. It's a little thicker than plastic wrap. It's a little square.
And it's for oral to go...
For safe sex.
For cunnilingus.
For cunnilingus.
Right? Right?
Are you talking... What are you guys... What are you talking about? Condoms?
He's being weird. He's saying that... Have you heard of a dental dam? It's for going down on a lady... But I guess...
Oh, yeah. Like a root canal thing?
Yes, like a root canal thing.
Okay.
But no
I am
pain.
A nurse. I've right. seen a lot.
Okay. So it goes around your gum, so you don't get disease in your gum.
But I believe so. But it's also.
But your tongue goes through it?
No, the tongue does. I mean, I'm.
Nothing goes through nothing it goes so that through nothing gets
it's
through
a, it's a very thin wall between our body parts.
Imagine,
it's like a condom.
Imagine the material of a condom.
You can't give good oral that way.
And
you
I can. Understand. I think you can. I understand that.
I did.
I think you can because women's parts that you're trying to get to are right there anyway.
Right.
And so
yeah.
I think the stimulus is, oh my God.
Right. So like, do you,
I am a nurse.
Do you hold it with your two hands?
No, I mean, I have to get it in position and I have to make sure it doesn't.
Put it in your mouth like a mouth guard.
No, I don't put it in my mouth. I get it in position. I have to make sure it doesn't go in my nose because I can't breathe.
Okay.
So I have to shift it a little bit.
I got to look at show notes and see what one of these looks
for
like.
For the most part, it's.
Look at that.
Yep.
But
so.
you don't taste anything. That's half the fun,
no,
right,
just,
Mom?
No, it's just. Oh, God.
Wait.
Nothing, Mom.
That's
come
half.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
Yeah,
come
I'm like dating myself, like,
let's,
okay.
Let's be mature.
Danny, please. Now.
Catholic school, pre-K through grade 12.
Yeah. What did she do? Where did Mom go wrong? How that's what's sad. She's not upset at you. She's upset at herself. Where did she go wrong that you're calling strangers to tie you up and shove plastic down your mouth? what'd she do? How is it too late? Could we call the priest? What do we do?
No, he's fine.
He's fine.
He'll be fine.
All right. I'm in denial, too.
Keith came in a girl's hair to get revenge on her mom.
Nobody tied me up.
Keith's friend was hurt by a girl, and he had sex with her, and he ejaculated in her hair.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. This just in. She's not my mom, Danny. It's okay.
I think I'm okay with Keith now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not.
Yeah, because I somebody.
But I like the girl the most.
Yeah, aww. That's right.
You've been so good to my son, so thank you.
I'm glad you think so.
What does he say about me? Like- I've been good to your son, too. Do you know that he never shows up? Could you tell your son to show up to work on time? He's been late so often, so long. I said, I'll give you a raise if you can show up on time for a month. He can't do it. Can you talk to him, please?
I live an hour away and I take four trains.
That's something I don't tolerate. So yeah. He gets that from his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic hatch.
You know, I don't like tardiness.
We don't like tardiness.
That's another Catholic.
The other stuff is fine. But if you're told to be somewhere,
well, you know
agree.
What Jesus said about being on time.
Right. Do it, he said.
Keith pooped in someone's milkshake and gave it to them. Served it
Danny,
to them.
That stuff won't gross me out because I'm a nurse. I mean,
right.
She's
seen all that.
Cleaned up a lot of stuff.
She's done it herself.
Mom, are you a nurse?
Shut up. Hey, shut up, boy.
I know, I'm on thin ice.
Yeah.
Oh, Dios mío.
Don't tell Grammy about this.
I won't.
How would she? Can you imagine her sitting down and telling Grammy about
this? I don't
this?
Know.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys remember one time you were at a store?
Sisters, but I won't tell my mom.
Store?
You were at a store and Danny used the bathroom?
Stop it.
Keith Melly.
I'm just joking.
Mom, you'll hear that story once I get famous.
So look, I love your mom.
Yeah, I do too. She's great. I don't know if she'll be my mom after this.
I wish you guys could see what I look like. I'm really cute.
Can we post a picture of you? I think you're hot.
I don't know how to do that.
No, we can do it.
No, I can do it, Mom.
Is your mom seeing anybody?
Don't do an old She's one. Married. I mean, I have a recent one. Yeah. I've lost a little weight. I just got a haircut.
Well, send the picture to email to Danny's email if you can. We'll post that one.
Can I do it to his texting thing?
Yes, all of it.
You can do it to the texting thing, everything. There's not a lot of texting in there.
So this is how I don't get to listen to the show because he always says, I'll show you how to do it, Mom.
So yeah, he never gets around to it.
For good reason.
Remind him to make him show you first thing when he's over. So that,
okay.
So, you know what I mean?
I remember when he first showed me your show or I listened to your show on the podcast.
Trouble.
And I was like, whoa!
This was before I worked here.
You're not allowed to listen to this,
Right.
Somebody that I think I am.
Yeah. It is funny that...
He's been following you guys for so many years.
He got my attention in a chat room
stop,
of all things.
She knows.
Stop.
She knows.
I know. I think so. He told me that. He goes, Mom, somebody, he mentioned me on the air. He mentioned my name or his joke or something. I'm like, oh, what? All right. We're like high-fiving. Good job,
man. Yeah, so it's painful. All right. Well, it's very nice to hear from you. I am pleased with you, and I hope we're doing okay. We're trying to keep your son on the right track.
I know.
He's got to hide his wallet in the closet.
I'm thankful for you all, so thank you.
You're very welcome. That's what I'm getting at.
Send a picture soon.
Sounds good.
Bye, Danny. I hope you win.
Bye, Mom.
I didn't even know you were voting, I swear.
Love you, too.
All right. Hey, what did go check the mail. I bet there's a card in there from your son. Yay, I'm very excited. Happy birthday.
Is there, Danny?
Is there?
Okay, oh. He did send me chocolate-covered strawberries for the last two Mother's Days, and I think that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Okay, that's
good. I think
good
it's probably from your, you know, office. Maybe it's a perk. Who cares? But
who gives I'm a doing shit? Them. Right. It doesn't matter where they come okay. from. Maybe we bought them. Okay, take care
I
of yourself.
Know. Okay, thanks, you guys. Bye, Kenneth. Did I say that right, Danny?
No,
it was
okay.
It was wonderful. Thank Aww. You. Bye.
Bye, I love you.
Oh, that's sweet.
You are.
You're the devil. Wow. You're the goddamn devil.
I'm bringing the family together. Everybody acts like adults
she's
are
very,
dumb.
She's very cool, but
I
really would have preferred that she didn't hear about that day after it happened.
That's the show with Danny number 84 is up, The Dominatrix Revolutions. It's a pun on the Matrix. Hello and welcome back to the show, Danny Rates. Let's keep it brief. I'm in a bad mood as I write this, but this is now. Thursday's a whole new day, baby, because Thursday is when I open my loins and virgin birth a That's the Show with Danny, baby, via C-section, that's comedy section, unto the world. This week we chat about friends who mean well, bar patrons who do not. Danny was in a fight, by the way, or a potential fight, and my, as of press time, upcoming visit from a dominatrix that may or may not even happen, because it's starting to seem sketchier and sketchier at this point. But it did happen.
It did happen.
Okay, see you next time, he writes. This is all a description, Tom.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is so dour, he writes. I'm listening to Elliot Smith, and it's like connecting, you know? So there you go.
That's right. It's available now in your Oh,
my God. But VIP this did work feed. Out, so
it did work out.
Do you see her again?
I'd like to. I really liked her. I really thought she was cool.
Tom, are you into this submissive or, you know, any kind of role-playing thing?
No. I'm not really clear on any of it. no, to be honest, I don't understand I guess people have told me. I've heard about the various things, but...
Was it on TMZ and you just avoided it?
Yeah, I tend to, you know, it's like an accident. Don't turn my head.
I've heard of the various things, the words, and people say... I don't... There's a lot I don't understand when people... It seems to be a new thing with this new generation when they say, are you a sub or a dom? I'm like, I don't know. You fuck. Sometimes you fuck, you're on top. Sometimes the woman's on top. I don't know. You know, like you really have to be one. For a generation not into labels, they love that one. I'm like, I don't know. I fuck.
I didn't know that either, that people take one role over the other through their entire sexual experience or sexual right. life. I thought, you know, it's like who's on top? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Are you always on top? Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're saying, are you a top or a bottom also? That's a little bit different, but...
But I'm, yeah.
You don't switch. Yeah. You don't want to...
Who, me?
No, just in general.
Yeah.
I feel like I get into both, but I've never done it this extreme either way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I like it's to never, hear you being a dom, right?
It's never... Sorry, Ken? I'm sorry. Did that hurt? I'm sorry. You remember the safe word, right? I just want to make sure you didn't forget what the safe word is.
Because that would be hurting me.
I think this is a thing for you, right?
Like, no, I really liked it. I don't know how much I'd like it if it was like for real, like if it was like in a dungeon with like whips. I don't think I'd like that. But what like I like being completely at her control for, you know, not forever, but for.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, no, it was good, and she was really cool. She was very.
But do you
very
say like at the end? Do you say like
I love
thank
you?
That yeah. was
oh thank you. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you say like that was fun?
Yeah.
Or at the until well, the very I, end, know, are you her little dog?
No, after I walked her to the train because I'm stuck.
Wait, did you have a collar and a leash? Right.
That's so funny. You walked into the they you were punching my balls and now you're walking me in the train.
But it's still 1 a.m. in Bushwick.
I guess. Right. She has all the whips though. She's
right,
safe.
That's
Rashawn is writing from the Upper West Side. I had it done once. I just laughed a bunch. That really pisses off.
Oh,
the
I laughed
dom.
Too. It pissed her off.
You laughed?
I care. There's something that just like I started laughing, and then she was like, "Are you not taking me seriously?" I'm like, "No, I am.
I'm just a little boy."
I'm like, "I'm just laughing at what a mess I've gotten myself."
Going back real quick to the Louis C.K. thing, I saw the video on Daily Mail, and it looked to us like they did take it off of TMZ. But Daily Mail has an article that picks on TMZ for having the video. That's what it seems like to me.
Daily Mail is the British TMZ.
And they took it from TMZ. Comedian Louis C.K. is begging the U.S. tabloid website to take down graphic footage it claims shows the aftermath of Tracy Morgan's horrific car crash. The 30 Rock actor and one of four people injured, while fellow comedian James McNair was killed. On Tuesday, celebrity gossip site TMZ published a video it claims was shot moments after the crash. You put up the same video. Not only did you put up the same video, you put that M, that's your logo, at the start of the video. It allegedly shows comedian. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you're stealing their footage, can you own it a little bit? It allegedly shows comedian Artie Fuqua being lifted out of a mangled vehicle as passerbys crowd around the wreckage.
Not an allegedly mangled video.
Right. After the footage hit the web, Fuqua's daughter posted an appeal to TMZ on her Instagram account, begging them to remove it. But they didn't, so we got to replay it. I understand people want to know, she wrote, but enough is enough. This is hurting my feelings. And then more of Louis' tweets. Please take it down at TMZ. Yeah, please take it down. So we're the only ones who have it. You know, and like I said, Variety, I think, holier than thou. And then describing the video, I thought was weird. It's almost like a rock star that cleans up and tells you not to do drugs. You know, and it's like, yeah, but you had all the fun and everything worked out, and you have two houses and you have five yachts. And
no, it's like while he's still on heroin, he's telling you not to do it.
Right, right,
right. Because they're still showing the video and telling you not to watch.
Right. Speaking of phones, by the way, the Starbucks will now have these power pads that you put your phone on to charge your phone at the tables.
Love it.
I guess their coffee really is that expensive, right? It's not just a joke, because how do they get people out of there?
Yeah.
Your time limit was your phone battery.
Well, they let us use the power, right? People plug in all the time. So I was sitting in a Starbucks looking at all the cords. And so I did a quick calculation. I tweeted it like last year, or it was probably a couple of years ago.
How many articles? Louis C.K. tweeted it.
I know, it didn't make the news, but I said.
You did all the math and everything.
I did the math. Right. How much money.
Prime time.
Starbucks. How much money it costs Starbucks to charge everyone's computers and phones.
How did you figure that out?
Well, I looked up the number of Starbucks across the country. I times that by, I looked around at, I counted the number of laptops in that Starbucks and phones that were being charged. I looked up how much the kilowatt hour an average laptop uses, and then I times that kilowatt hour by the number of, you know, Starbucks locations in the country every year. So it came to some figure, and then I did the cost per kilowatt hour of energy, and it came up to something like $750,000 a year that Starbucks spends charging people's phones
across the board on the in the U.S.
I did it domestically, I think, just because I didn't want to go all over the world just for the purposes of cake. So I said in the U.S., Starbucks spends $750,000 a year charging people's equipment. And it was funny because all of the responses were, so what? The place sucks. They charge too much for coffee. Like there was no one was even interested in what I thought was just a fun fact. They all wanted to attack Starbucks, you know, and they were like, big deal. You think that's cool that after all the profits they make? And I wasn't saying that they were humanitarians. I was just saying it's interesting that they eat that cost because it is close to $1 million.
So while you were going, hey, fun fact this, and they were like, here's a fun fact, fuck Starbucks, exactly. Hashtag fuck you too, hashtag we don't want actual stats, hashtag stop saying smart things.
Hashtag college boy.
Right. Let me guess, the government's perfect too, Sen. And then Tom went to his barbershop quartet, and he didn't really know his part. And they're like, were you practicing? He goes, no, but listen, fun fact.
Yeah.
I took all the kilowatts.
Well, here's the thing.
Back to haunt me.
Let's do different kind of math, right? If you buy, let's say, a fancier time drink, right? It's Starbucks, a medium, let's say cappuccino, which requires espresso, which is slightly more expensive. It requires milk or soy milk, whatever. You're spending $5, right? How much does that cost for them? Probably 10 cents.
Right.
And I think including the cup.
I mean, obviously, it's got to be paying off for them.
Yeah, let's say it costs them 50 cents.
Yes.
I think we're good.
I mean, but they do.
We're
Starbucks
good, Tom.
Also,
we're good.
Oh, Dr. Starbucks over here.
Starbucks spends a lot of money on. I think Starbucks is a great company. I don't go there because I'm a real coffee snob and I love I shouldn't say I don't go to Starbucks. You will see me in a Starbucks occasionally.
More of a Dunkin' Donuts kind of guy. Gotcha.
I won't even look at a Starbucks if I pass it.
I don't even see them.
I
cause a lot of those accidents, by the way.
They're a good company. They pay good price for
their beans.
What color
is their logo? Because I don't see logo. I don't see colors either.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
But they pay top dollar for their beans. They do have good relationships with growers all over the world. They pay their employees well. They have health insurance. I mean, I'm like right wing, and I kind of like them, even though they're kind of like a touchy-feely, like hippie-type company. Like I generally kind of like companies that are slash and burn. Like they just do everything for the profit, because to me, you know, my libertarian instincts say that, you know, companies that make a profit, people end up profiting from them because they hire more employees and they, you know, they.
But they tricked you. They're doing both.
Yes, they're doing both. So I generally poo-poo humanitarian efforts with companies because I think it's usually done more for image than than anything. But in Starbucks' case, even if it is done just for image, I like them. God bless them. They bought a company called Ethos Water. It was this guy, Peter Thumb. He used to come to Moonwork all the time, all right? And
what's Moonwork?
Moonwork was a comedy show that... I did.
Come on, honey, you don't know Moonwork?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Moonwork. You know what? Louis did tweet about that last month.
Okay,
and God, there was only like 24 articles about that. God damn it. I got to keep up. Okay, continue.
But this guy started a water company where he was making, he was selling water, and the proceeds from the water, all of the profits would go to building wells in third world countries to get clean water. So it was like buy water and get clean water. And people were like, but why are you like contributing plastic to the world and like making these, you know, water, you know, bottled water is bad. No one should drink it. And he said, yeah, but they are drinking it. So might as well buy mine. And the money's going to go to building wells. Okay. And he did that for a while. And you know, when you have a nonprofit, it's hard to make money and he's struggling and everything. He was bought out by Starbucks. So now as Peter Thumb works for Starbucks, Starbucks bought him. They put the water in all their stores, and you see it to this day,
yeah.
Ethos Water. It was started by this guy, Peter Thumb. Now it's a profit water. Starbucks puts the money in their pocket, but 5 cents goes to clean water, okay?
It's like that stuff falls from the sky.
But people said, oh, Starbucks, once again, they're buying out a nonprofit, and they're making it into a profit product because they do take profits from it, but 5 cents goes to clean water. But because of Starbucks' reach, because it blows away this guy's little nonprofit, way more money did go to clean water. So Peter could, you know, he could call it a victory in the end, you know. So to me, I thought that was a great example. And that's the way that Schultz, the guy who runs Starbucks, that's the way he works across the board. It's kind of like he is going to make a profit. They are going to open stores and they are going to ignore you when you say get Starbucks out of our neighborhood. They're going to plow in. They're going to have their Starbucks. But at the same time, he does pay the employees well. He's got, he's got insurance and he has this kind of company ethics
policy.
His policies are reflective of what he calls like values, whatever. So to me, I think it's a good corporate story.
I agree with that. Can you talk to that Starbucks guy and say that we really don't care about his employees' weekend and how Tyrone shouldn't have even done that?
Too much of that? Too much hearing all that talk?
A little too much. A little too, like, he didn't think that I was let me show you a text. And I'm like, hi, I came in here for the experience and because you're everywhere and you're still open and everything else is closed, but I don't think you should charge me $6 for this since... this is just stupid coffee.
And you had to listen while they made it to his story of his weekend.
Yeah. Now, also, after that guy sold his Ethos company, did all of the profits go to water?
Not all. No. 5 cents. That's the thing about it.
No. Not Starbucks.
Yeah.
They bought him out, meaning didn't they give him a bunch of money?
I'm sure they did. I don't know what his story was because now
your story has a lot of holes all of a sudden.
Here's another thing. You guys can look up Peter Thumb on Twitter. He's got a new company called, I think, Fondery 41, or I might get the word wrong. This might be Fondery 43. He's married to Cara Buono, the actress. She was in The Sopranos. And
if you want
me
to look, want me to look this up, tell me not to.
Okay, no.
That's the only way I'm going
to
do it.
Oh, yeah, don't go to Peter Thumb's. I'll tweet it out. I'll tweet it out later because
I'll write an article about it.
Same guy. Now he has he. This is what he does. He starts companies. He is this guy's like a real humanitarian. Okay, he after he got Ethos Water and then he was bought out by Starbucks. Then he worked for Starbucks for a while. Then he eventually left there. But his new company. What he does is he goes around and essentially, I'm going to screw this up about his business plan. But essentially what he does is he gets weapons you know, weapons in Africa or whatever, they round up these AK-47s and they melt them down and turn them into high-end jewelry that's really expensive, like super high-end watches for like $10,000 and, you know, jewelry and stuff like that. And super, super rich people buy them and the money goes to creating more projects to collect weapons in you know, foreign lands and, you know, take mines out of the ground and things like that. But if you look at the jewelry, you're like, are you kidding me? You made, like, it seems ostentatious that someone's going to walk the red carpet in something that costs $40,000. But it was made from melted down weapons. And so he's using that kind of like high-end merchandise stuff to kind of go in and do his projects. To me, that's like that's the excellent way to do humanitarian work. It's like work in the markets because they're there and people are going to spend money. Yes, yes. So I find the guy endlessly fascinating.
Dude, could you find this out for me regarding Starbucks? When they write the wrong person's name on the cup, if you say your name's Jim without exaggeration, it's G-I-M.
Peter had nothing to do with that policy.
My theory is that it's deliberate, that they're told to get the names wrong so that we talk about it, laugh about it, complain about it. It's their thing.
You know, you may be right.
And no news is bad news.
You may be right.
Or bad news. You know,
Matt McCarthy's wife, Glennis. Glennis McCarthy. Exactly. No, I think I knew her before she had that name.
So I knew her after.
What was her name before?
Not McCarthy.
Swanson.
Yeah. She used to have this great feed on her Instagram where she would, because Glennis, that name, it's misspelled all the time. But she had this great gallery of ridiculous names that they would call
her. It's like they're not even trying.
I'm sorry, I can't relate to any of this.
Right.
Why, Chernda?
It's Chimita, thank you.
Hey, speaking of technology, in North Korea, you got the great leader, Kim Jong-un, of course. He is going to weather stations to complain that there are too many incorrect weather forecasts.
Yes, finally.
Finally, we're yes. Finally we agree, right?
Yes.
and here's a picture of him in, you know, one of the weather buildings. He's sitting down. Everybody's standing stiff. Yeah. Nervous they'll be executed.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
If you're a weather person or a scientist of any kind in North Korea, get the fuck out. Things aren't up to interpretation in this country at this time.
Yeah.
You leave.
It might rain. Will it rain or will it not?
Yeah, if it's bad weather and you report it, you're in trouble. If you report good weather, here's what you do. Report all good weather and pack your bags and leave.
Good weather for the next month? You don't have to visit me.
And take care.
Yeah, it's so easy to leave North Korea.
I bet you can find a way out. I'd find a way out. Responding to a report of shots fired in Arizona, police arrested a 39-year-old for discharging his firearm. He was shooting at the moon, and he said he thought it was Halley's Comet, and he was trying to shoot that. Now, I love this idea. I think the government or, you know, the local sheriff's office, they should say, hey, listen, everybody, you know this moon. Tides, periods, whole bunch of trouble coming from this moon. From this moon.
Retrogrades.
If I hear about Mercury one more time, listen.
Mooning you on the road, it's very rude.
Bring your guns down. We're going to shoot the moon down. And then whoever shows up, we take their guns away.
And melt them.
Like, think about it. You can't shoot the moon. And you just take away their rifles.
You know you don't deserve this.
Right. I was like, oh, yeah, of course you can't shoot the moon. Like, we're going to make that Swiss cheese. And they're like, oh, I'm coming. And I'm bringing my grandkids. And you take their guns too.
No. What you do is you take away their guns and you go, you know what? This isn't the kind of rifle that you want to shoot the moon with. And you give them like a candy gun. And you're like, this will definitely save all of Earth.
All right. Now listen to me. This is very important. When I saw recently, I saw Tom Shalhoub. When we were seeing Joy Behar, he was there. They were on stage one at a time. But it was a big show. Tom was fantastic. He's always fun when I see him. If you get a chance to see what's going on, do it. We saw it at the creek in the cave, and Tom said, hey, I like this place. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this thing that I see comedians are doing. 1 week, I'm going to be there working out material. A week at the creek. It rhymes.
Yeah.
1 week, he's going to be working out material right in front of you. To me, that's my favorite stuff. Yeah. That's stuff that you don't see on HBO, Comedy Central.
The developmental aspect of the whole thing.
I like it raw. I like when they stumble, this kind of thing.
Yeah. Me too. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm the inappropriate laugher. Like, ah, he's thinking. Yeah. But you get a chance to come out and see Tom. You do it. It's the Creek in a Cave, Monday through Friday.
All next week, yeah. So the 20th, I mean,
no,
the
longer than that.
16th. Just, they usually do, I'm not doing Sunday because I'm going to be coming back on an aeroplane.
Okay.
And so Monday through Friday next week, what is that, 16th through the 20th?
Yes.
7 o'clock every night, totally free. So just walk in and sit down.
It's insane.
And if you can't make it, if you get out of work at 7:05, I can't see Tom, so I get out of work. Walk in at 7:40. I don't care if you walk in during my show.
Yeah, they're a little late anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's be honest.
You know what? You can't lose. Because let's say Tom Shalhoub doesn't turn out to be your thing, which is ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, it's a fantastic storyteller, award-winning comic that normally you should spend $100 for.
And don't be scared of the word storyteller. I know you're rolling your eyes when you hear that. He understands storytelling needs to have jokes in it.
Yeah,
some of these storytellers, they don't know that.
Yeah.
Tom knows it. It's basically stand-up.
Yeah. And you can't lose because you could just, you know, you have dinner there, just try their salsa.
Flautas. Like,
Flautas. Yes, the flautas.
I can't go to the Creek without getting flautas.
Yeah, I always get the salsa and I always dump hot sauce in it and call it mine. It's awesome. Yeah. They have an outdoor space. They have all these pinball machines.
It's fantastic.
It's free to go in.
Excellent PBR as well at the Creek.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, Tom, he's not my thing, but they got good food and beer.
Yes. Yeah.
What is your Twitter? Now, I know society hasn't verified you per se, but you do rate interesting things. How do people see it?
At Tom Shalhoub.
Okay.
TOMSHILLUE.
That easy.
And Tom is good enough for Joy Bayar. He's not good enough for you.
Right.
I know.
God, you're such snuts.
Danny Hatch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the Twitter you want to follow. No offense, Tom. At Danny Hatch. And he's still having breakdowns. That's on there, Ma. I mean, you could see everything that's going on.
What do you want to say about the keithandthegirl.com/vote? Why should they vote for you?
Because my lease is up and I need a new apartment, so I need some money.
You just got evicted.
Our lease will be kicked out in a month because they're not renewing our lease.
Now, what happened?
But they only gave him like 20 days. It's ridiculous.
They gave us 30 days.
So you can leave on July 10th?
July 11th.
Okay.
What happened?
They said in the letter for failure to pay rent on time, even though all of us had it in by the 5th, which is their like cutoff date.
Now, what do you do? How many people are in this house?
Four.
And do you all give separate pay?
We all just put it in the box downstairs and then
separately.
The landlords come by and collect
it. A check or cash?
A check.
Okay.
And they all got it in by the 5th?
Yeah, I think so.
What are we missing?
But it doesn't matter if they didn't because they...
That's still technically late even though there's not a fee until the 6th.
I see.
But it doesn't matter that even if it was just Danny doing it till the 5th, they actually... This is new to me because before when you used to find roommate situations, only your new roommates had to approve of you. But now landlords separately approve each room. So they're sort of doing it as if it's like a hostel.
Yeah.
Where you're renting this room.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the roommates have nothing to do with it. If you qualify, you're moving in. So it doesn't matter if the other people were late. They're kicking out everybody. And it's obvious it's because... The area is getting somewhat gentrified. They know that they can get a little bit more money.
Oh, yeah. Our rent went up last year. It's going to go. I probably couldn't even afford to live there after the next renewal. They'd probably hike it again.
And you can only hike it so much.
I don't know.
So if he wins first place, that's $300.
That's right.
Right.
And also because I'm a funny boy. And I was a funny boy in that video. And
he wasn't afraid to rip on everybody's asshole.
Apparently, I thought that's what the night would be. And the night proved me wrong. But I still stand by my set. Help me show my mom that I'm accomplishing things out here besides getting whipped by strangers I meet on OkCupid. Help me out.
What's your PayPal in case somebody wants to help you buy a whip?
Or a house
or a gag
or a room to not be homeless in. It's dannyhatch91@gmail.com. It's my email address. Yeah, if you can swing it, and if you can't, no worries. Obviously,
plus he wants to go.
I'm sorry, mistress. throw me some money if you want to.
Also, he wants
I'll write
to go
a tweet
see,
for you.
He wants to go see Tom Shalhoub and he wants
That's
some
right.
salsa.
And I,
right. Do you know Tom's like, oh, we could have just asked for money?
Sorry, Tom.
No. Direct appeal.
That's right. But I've earned it with my subbing.
Tom, good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Danny, good to talk to your mom.
It was, right?
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.